Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
We have the hospitality house in the studio this morning. We have Kim Baker. She's our community engagement coordinator. We have the amazing Candace Johnson, our development director, and also Angie Bush, our executive director.
Good morning.
A wonderful welcome.
Woo. Awesome.
Well, you're always welcoming everyone else at the hospitality house of Charlotte. Why not give you the grand?
Well, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Red carpet.
Thank you for having us.
Because that's what you do. You lay out a red carpet and a big smile.
Yes.
For people that need it.
We definitely do. We are a place that offers affordable accommodations for patients and families that are in medical crisis. And medical crisis can come very suddenly, or it can be something you've been diagnosed with, you're making a lot of plans for. But it doesn't matter what age you are, what your diagnosis is, you're welcome at Hospitality House of Charlotte. But our top service lines, we serve both hospitals, are cancer, transplant, cardiac, and trauma. So we see them all.
Yeah. And there's no memo, right, Candace?
Absolutely no memo. That's, always unexpected. And, no one is expecting to get that call, that frightening call that comes in the middle of the night or in the middle of the day. And so having the resource of Hospitality House of Charlotte allows our guests to be able to have a place to rest and kind of just recuperate and get themselves together as they have to make life-changing decisions for themselves or for the person that they're with.
Right. Because after you get the diagnosis, you don't really have a lot of time. It's like you don't have a month to decide.
No, oftentimes you don't. Sometimes the calls can be quite happy. They could be things like, let's say you're getting a transplant and you find out, hey, you're the next one on the list. Do you want to come on in? You want to come to Hospitality House of Charlotte and be there and be ready to have your life change for the better?
Do you have Uber or some type of service, or do you have volunteers to take our fabulous patients back and forth to the hospital?
So with the hospital, there is a shuttle that's available. So when our guests or the patients that are staying with us need to get to the hospital, they do have access to the shuttle and they'll come right to the door and take them to the hospital door. And so it just makes that transition that much easier with not having to deal with parking or, kind of navigate themselves from one area to the next. So that's super helpful during that time as well.
And not to drive, right?
Absolutely.
Charlotte traffic. Do our patients need to contact you directly, or is the hospital or nurse or doctor going to say, hey, have you heard about the Hospitality House of Charlotte?
Typically, it is a nurse or some sort of social worker that is there on the hospital floor, and they'll notice that somebody has been typically bedside a long time, and they'll say, hey, you know what? You look like you could use a little bit of rest. Are you aware that there's a place called Hospitality House of Charlotte where you can go? A lot of times patients themselves, if they're coming in, let's say, for treatments, infusion therapies or clinical trials, they would have done quite a bit of research already. And so they would have found out about us online at hhocharlotte.org. And by looking that up, you'd find out how to get a referral. But all patients and families are referred by hospital staff, and both hospitals are aware. And they will put you in touch with us. It's a very simple process to get involved. The biggest challenge that we have is capacity. We have 20 guest rooms, and that's it. So it can be kind of, that's one of the most difficult things about our job is when we have to turn people away, and that's tough.
Wow. So we need a capital campaign. Okay, I don't want to put no more work on you. But we have to expand this because
we
you guys have been
to.
34 years.
Absolutely.
That's
34
proof.
Years.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you think about expansion, of course, naturally, we like to be able to serve and help as many people as we possibly can. And so it's always that conversation of talking about expansion. So we'll have to just see what's on the horizon for us.
Yeah. Whose mm-hmm. bright idea was it to open the Hospitality House of Charlotte? It only makes sense.
Absolutely. Well, it started 34 years ago with a group that today is known as the Healthy Charlotte Alliance. And that group realized that there was a portion of the community being caregivers at that time that were not being served themselves. And they found that there were caregivers that were washing their hair in hospital bathroom sinks, sleeping on the floors, and sometimes even in the cars, in the cars that they drove in. And they wanted to do something about it. So they banded together and bought a small house that slept 14. And it was kind of hostel style. You had a shared bathrooms and twin beds in the rooms, that kind of thing. But it stayed full. And we had to get more property. So we got property over by St. John's Baptist Church in 91, started that. And we had, again, dorm style and that shared bathroom type of situation. Still didn't meet the need. And in 2006, we did a capital campaign to raise funds for where we are right now. So now we've got the 20 private guest rooms, and it's fantastic. People love that. There's a communal area there in the kitchen, living room area. So we've got groups that can now come in and volunteer, make meals for guests, cookies, and all sorts of stuff that are fantastic that kind of make it feel like home to everybody that's there. So that's, I love that part of it. And one of the beauties really with our property that we have now is that our offices are right there, also in the same building. So the moment we walk out of any of our office right. doors, we're walking right in and getting coffee with our guests and having a chance to just talk to them. So that's pretty incredible.
Ooh, how can we bake cookies? Can we bring something by or send a delivery? How can we do that? You know, joining us is our Kim Baker. She's our community engagement coordinator. And I know we got introduced through Wolf because he's part of the Young Professionals Group. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so there are a ton of ways to get involved. We see a lot of volunteer groups come in every day, multiple times a day. We are so fortunate to have that support with the Charlotte community. We have church groups that come in, corporations come in, and they can either sign up to come in and make a meal, bake cookies, or sometimes we see them drop off goodie bags that include things like tissues, toothbrushes, anything that you might need to bring to the hospital with you. And we just set them out and guests mm-hmm. are really grateful that that's available for them. We also, like you mentioned, we have the Young Professionals Group. So that's something that we're really in the midst of building up. It's a group for people in their 20s and 30s, sort of just looking to get involved, or even if it's just looking for an extra way to network with people their age in the Charlotte area. We do a lot of volunteer activities together, and we also try to incorporate mixers and other things that mm-hmm. young professionals would benefit from.
Right. And so that a 20-year-old can see how the world really works.
Right.
Right. Adulting 101.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
And there's populations in Charlotte who need help.
Absolutely.
And you would never think this would be a population that needs help, right? You would think you would have family. Family will take care of you.
Yeah. But you know, one thing that's so interesting is today, the way families are structured is so much different. Like when I grew up, my dad had the same job. We lived in the same town in Cleveland, Ohio for a long period of time. Today, people are so widespread and live all over the place. And, you know, your uncle lives in this state and your aunt lives in another one and your mom lives here. And with everyone being so far apart, when the inevitable things happen in life that just happen out of the blue that often are medically related, well, you need to have your family in and be close by because you need them to be your advocate when you're in the hospital. You come in town and you're not familiar with that area. Just because my uncle is from Tennessee doesn't mean I know anything about it. Don't know where to drive there, wouldn't know where to stay. So you want to be able to be close by and be the best help you can be.
Wow. Joining us this morning to talk about the Hospitality House of Charlotte is Kim Baker. We have Candace Johnson and we have Angie Bush. So $1 million question is, how can we help you? Because, you know, the holidays are coming up.
Oh, that's right. How can you help us? There's so many ways. Number one, get involved. Take a look online, hhocharlotte.org. So definitely look us up. There's so many things you can do to become involved, and any age can do it. We have groups that are coming in as families where they're doing like a little family thing where they have their kids come in with them and they're baking cookies or making a meal in the house. We've had Girl Scout groups. We've had Bible studies come in, corporate team building types of things. We've had that done too. If you want to do something to reach out and help and touch people from the community, really from all over the world, because we've served people from all 50 states have been with us and from 39 different countries. We actually have a family from Haiti that's in right now. So come in. You'll meet a lot of people. You'll be doing a whole lot of good. And whatever you want to do, whether it's donating, helping us with shopping and buying things that would be on our needs list. I mean, we're a big house, so anything you'd need in a house, we need times 20.
Right. Times 20. Okay. And people that like to shop on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
You have an Amazon wish list.
Yeah, so we do update our Amazon and Target wish lists just based on what our current needs are. Currently, we are in need of comforters for the house because as it gets to be colder, we obviously want to keep our guests warm and comfortable as much as possible. So that's currently one of the things on the list, but it could be anything. Like Angie said, it's whatever you need in your own house, cutlery, napkins, coffee cups. So anything like that, we're really grateful that people will help provide for us.
What if we have, you know, some of us love to stockpile. We love Sam's because we can buy things by the gallon, you know, a gallon of Wesson oil. Who could use that? Do you take items like that that we've already bought but not opened?
Yes, okay. Definitely. We have a pantry that we have that's there that guests can feel free to go in and grab whatever they need. And again, this is another one of those ways that we try to make people feel at home. Totally open to guests. They don't have to check anything out. If they want to just walk in there and pick up peanut butter and jelly or make a box of macaroni and cheese, they can do that on their own, just like they would if they were in their own home. So please feel free. We love to have all of those things. Anything to make it homey.
Make it homey. And you know we're homey people here in the Carolinas. We love it. The Hospitality House of Charlotte's been joining us this morning. Did you know that they provide the comforts of home for families of seriously ill loved ones by offering affordable accommodations in the heart of Charlotte's medical community? Yes. And we can go right now to HHOCharlotte.org.
Correct.
See the wish list, get involved with young professionals, reach out to Candace because she loves her development position. And so we need some companies.
That's right.
Right. And you can also follow along with us on our social media handles. We are always posting about volunteer groups that are in the house, and it's just a really great way to kind of see what's going on. And our Instagram handle is at HHOCharlotte. And we are also on LinkedIn and Facebook if you just search Hospitality House of Charlotte.
Got it. If we can't do anything else, we can follow you on social media.
Definitely. Yep. Please do.
Yes. I want to thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, your 1 hour of Public Talk Radio is up. We had a lot of folks on the show today. Hopefully you learned a little something that you can use this week. Whatever you do today, I need you to have some fun. You've been working all week. Let's get some work-life balance and have an extremely fun weekend. I am your hostess of the mostest, Francine Marie. You join me next weekend, same time, same station. And until we meet, darling, I want you to have a good week.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now. See you next week.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.